Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hey. All right, here goes the show.
Oh my God, I love these guys.
Very interesting people. We don't have a lot to say. Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me. This is the show of the people. We're out to serve the people.
10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Two guys, one man.
What's wrong with these kids?
What's going on, you fucking faggots?
Hey everyone.
We're back. Two guys, one Mac. It's been a while since we've podcasted. We've been out and about.
We got a lot of great updates and stories, for one.
Lives have been changing.
Yep. We just got signed to Sirius.
Sirius XM Radio, so you can catch us there on Sirius 342.
Not at all.
Not one bit.
We've actually just been too lazy.
Yeah. How long has it been? It's been like a good month.
But, you know, the fans have been loyal, and they've been clamoring, so.
Yeah, we've had some fans that I didn't even know we had, so.
For sure.
Kudos.
Been getting a lot of people coming up to me like, hey, are you Jason from Two Guys, One Mac? Who's saying, yeah.
And today we're sponsored by the Zing Wing.
The Zing Wing, yep. So, and also, how could we forget sitting in studio with us, Anthony Chu. Anthony, say what's up to everybody.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello, guys. Follow me on Twitter.
Oh.
1289, Chuyx, 1289.
Yeah. Anthony Chu right there. For you guys who didn't know, a lot has changed with Anthony Chu. He has a girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend, and let's not put him on blast.
No. But hold on, real fast. Tell the story about how you met your girl.
Yeah.
This one of your girls.
One of my girls. I met him in an English class.
No, not that one.
Not your creeper, bro. Don't put your business on blast.
Met in an education class.
No. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about the Amazon Kindle.
I don't want to talk about it, dude.
Why? Well, how'd you meet her?
Dude, I don't want to talk about her on the air.
You'd rather talk about your creepers? That doesn't make any sense to me.
You're way sillier, dude.
Dude, what if she hears this, bruh?
Cricket. I'm speechless, dude. I don't have anything to say.
Well, anyways, he met her on Plenty of Fish.
So, that's a ringing endorsement. I think, you know, everyone knows it's free. You can't. But the problem is, from what Anthony tells me, when you go to
what
your
set. What are you doing, man?
What
is that? Is that a booger?
No, I put a hair on you.
Jeez, what the fuck's wrong with this guy?
Tony's doing bits. Tony Tukes. I heard you guys went to IHOP without me today. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You guys know I've been trying to go to IHOP for the past, like, week.
I had no clue you wanted to go to IHOP.
Tony, did you know?
Of course I knew.
Oh, big shout out. Last night we were at the Barking Dog.
No, shout out to Frank.
Frank or Francis?
Not Frank.
Not Frank.
Shout out to Turquoise.
Jesus. I'm trying to give a legit shout out to our bartender last night, and he's just yelling out turquoise.
Turquoise. See, this is why Tony has no future in radio, despite him wanting to have one. You can't just throw out obscure references that only 6 people get in the world.
Yeah.
Turquoise was a hot chick at the bar wearing a turquoise blouse. Yeah. So he's shouting out to her.
If you're listening to this, it's not the one with the glasses. It's the one with no glasses.
Right. I'm sure she's listening, you freaking dog.
Anyways, the Barking Dog on Elm Street. Our boy Frank hooked it up.
We'll be Jaeger there. Bombs. Jaeger Shock Bombs. Tops.
Oh, Shock Top is silly. I never had Shock Top till last night. And
Shock Top!
Yeah. It was pretty good.
It was silly.
It was pretty good. You know, Toad found out it was owned by Anheuser-Busch.
Really?
Which is Budweiser, Bud Light.
The largest distributor in the United States.
It's pretty good. So on today's show, what topics we got?
Hold on. So Plenty of Fish, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
True or not true, when you go to your sent box, you can no longer see if they read or deleted your message.
True.
So does that? Do you think that it's worth even signing up at this point, or? Because I mean, you found love or lust.
I think it's still worth it because in order to unlock that option, it's only 4 pennies.
4 cents.
Yeah.
Really?
Can you just pay 4 cents, or is there a minimum?
I don't know. I think I don't even know how they charge. How 4 cents.
How much did you pay?
I didn't pay.
Oh, you didn't pay.
I don't give a shit if they read mine or not.
Now, see, here's the thing.
It only tells me if I know that they read it and they haven't responded.
Right. Well, if you're a chick and you were thinking about joining, and then you find out Tony's shouting out 3 different broads on this podcast, you're probably not going to be, you're going to think that you're not going to find a good fish out there.
Well, my boy Adam, he met a chick on not
OkCupid.
OkCupid.com. Mm-hmm. And she turned out to be really, really crazy.
Right. That's why she had to resort to the net, just like Tony's chick.
Yeah.
Who is also very jealous and a little nutty.
Very jelly, more than one way.
Oh, yeah. She's very jelly in more than one way.
And what else has changed? I work for the Junks now. 106.7 The Fan.
The Fan!
The Fan. Jason is pursuing a career in writing.
Yep, I'm a writer.
Kyle.
So I'm living my dream.
Kyle is just still in the same couch we left him at 2 months ago.
Nikolai got his license back.
And then the first thing he does is crash his car.
In a 4-way wreck. You donk.
What else? Steve is... No, nowhere to be seen. Shocker.
Oh, Steve came out of the closet.
Yeah, Steve admitted he was gay.
All right.
So that's new.
That's good. I always wanted to have a gay guy in the crew, so.
Yeah, yeah. So Steve's the gay guy.
No,
we always thought it would be Toe, but out of nowhere, he just became player, pimp, pimp.
He started macking on girls like it was nothing.
Yeah,
dude.
Man. It's probably the new glasses he's rocking.
It is the new glasses. The Andrew Garcia Jones.
Yes, the character.
The Prada Jones.
The character glasses.
Prada Jones, Tony. Holla at you. Where'd you pick those up? Shout out. Who took care of you?
I picked them up in an eyeglass shop. You dogs.
Okay, but which one? Our Eyes?
No, dude. It was like some spot in New York and Queens.
Was it a boutique?
Kind of.
Was it a bodega?
Just tell us the name of the place.
It's called like Davo Eyewear or something.
Yo, shout out to Davo Eyewear.
Shout out to Davo Eyewear.
That's all we wanted to do.
Oh, okay. Just
give a shout out.
Was it a bodega? Shout out your favorite bodega in Queens.
Yo, there ain't no bodega in Queens. But my bodega back at 135th and Broadway, making some sick bacon, egg, and cheeses.
All right, so you know who makes a good bacon, egg, and cheese? Not a bodega, but a family owned in Kensington? Donut King.
Donut King is silly.
It's very silly.
I used to skip school and go there.
Have you ever had a banana pancake from the Donut King? I've heard it's delicious. That was one of the recommendations on Foursquare.
You know who else likes banana pancakes? Jack Johnson.
Yeah. You know that one, Todd?
Silly.
I don't really care too much about Jack Johnson.
Tony's being a huge a-hole.
The mic turns on and Tony's a huge dick.
He was in a great mood.
Dude, I didn't want to be in this podcast, so I hate you guys.
What the fuck? You hate us?
That's my bit when it comes to this podcast.
Yeah, that is true.
After I took you out to Bethesda, we got you to hook up.
Tony's trying to carve out a character for the podcast.
My identity.
He's doing a whole bit.
The Wizards game is down to only 11-point lead.
You hear that? That's Kyle. That's Lyle Barlow.
Tony told me to barge in and ruin the podcast.
Tony Dangerfield, Dukes. This kid's doing bits left and right.
He just technically goes, this small kid.
These guys are trying to be saboteurs to the show. It didn't really work. It was butt unfunny.
Yeah,
and I guarantee it didn't translate well.
Yeah.
You might have to edit this out.
All that happened is we're all sitting here and Toad thinks he's hilarious and sends a text to Kyle to come barging in. And Kyle just barges in and him and Kyle just start cracking
up. Right, and they start slapping their fists and doing cartwheels and roundhouse kicks.
They bumped
mules.
Yeah. We got Push to Start Chew over here and Lyle Barlow over there.
Right. Push to Start Chew. So, you're going to get a new car.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting a new car, guys. Hopefully, it's going to be either a silly 06 Infiniti or it's going to be a 2010 Mustang. I don't know yet.
This is the problem with the Infiniti. Douchebags drive Infinities.
I know. There's one right behind
me. There's one in this room, and his name is Push to Start. But he did manage to pick up 3 chicks with that car, so.
No, it's not with a car.
What was it with?
It was with
not his... that money spring roll in his pants.
Do I need to correct you?
Correct me.
Listen, ladies, it's the king roll.
Not the spring roll. It's the king roll.
Breaking news from Cal Harlow. Ronaldo, the soccer star, is retiring.
That's not good news.
Wait, is that guy from Brazil?
No, that's Ronaldinho. Or Argentina. That's Ronaldinho. Is from Brazil.
But, so, once I get one of these new cars, I'm probably going to ship my old whip to Jason.
Silly.
If he wants it.
For $800.
For $800. But because since he's my boy, $750.
I'm not. I wouldn't pay $2,000 for that car.
Kelly Blue Book says it's $1,200.
What does Kelly Maloney say?
Kelly Maloney says that Toad should break up with his girl and talk to his creeper. So shout out to Kelly Maloney.
Shout out to Sam 2, Sam 1, and Jasmine.
Listen, it's not Jasmine. She's not from Aladdin, okay?
Whatever her name is, dude.
We can't say real names anymore. Last time we said real names, we all got grilled for it.
Yeah, dude. By the way, there was one podcast episode we did. I'm not going to say the name of it. It's getting deleted. So yeah. I hope you get your laughs out of it.
Yeah.
Because if I'm trying to be a writer, I can't have that coming up in my search history.
Why not? It's going to be great.
It could split my audience, dude.
And if you notice, when we were there, me and Nikolai weren't saying anything. We were just sitting back,
right,
letting Jason ruin his entire career.
I'm going to put you on Breaking News.
I don't want to be on Breaking News. Whatever that means.
You promote your book?
Dude, my book will promote itself. Oh, by the way, someone stole my Elijah Duke's thunder. The Tampa Tribune put out an article that he said that he used to smoke weed before every game, and he got peer pressured by his teammates to do it, and that's why he got blackballed out of the league.
Elijah Dukes.
Mm-hmm. But Tim Lincecum said he smokes weed every day.
Tim Lincecum is a beast.
He's a beast. Tony, who's Tim Lincecum?
He's that pitcher from the Dodgers.
Yep.
Right? Yep, you got it.
The 49ers.
Yep. The Phillies. He's the pitcher for the San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers, Tony. That's the a football Giants. Team, you zero.
Come on, guys. You don't put me at that level. Kill yourselves.
Yeah, Tony got an iPhone, everyone.
Yeah, iPhone 4.
Was it the 3 or the 4?
Wait, when's the last time we made a podcast? Was that before or after Vegas?
Mm-hmm. It was before Vegas. Because we were supposed to have all the Vegas webisodes and all the things we promised that we never did.
Well, they're too explicit because we have a couple of webisodes.
Well, my theory is that... yeah.
Those are not webisodes.
Those are just shows.
But basically what happened is one guy paid $300 for a hand job.
Yep.
A couple of cardigans and dress shirts went flying off the balcony at one point.
Yep.
Everyone got belted.
Yep.
Tony blamed me for losing $200 because he said I woke him up too early.
We got stuck in Cleveland Airport for New Year's Eve.
Except for me.
Right.
Tony was being a dick.
Tony was being a huge D-bag.
He wore his G-Star hat the entire time.
He wore a knit G-Star hat everywhere he went.
I needed an identity.
Oh, we got played at Tao nightclub.
Fuck you.
At every nightclub, basically.
Yep. We kept going in line. They looked at four dudes and told us to hit bricks. Said no chance for getting in. Even though I was looking fresh, looking lovely.
Yeah, and we're like, we're the stars of Two Guys, One Mac.
So for you fucking bitch-ass motherfucker at the Venetian working at Labo nightclub with the receding hairline faux hawk, F you, bro.
F you.
F you. Club is whack anyways. I would never go in. I was going to go in there just to fucking take a piss on the fucking floor and I'm gonna walk out. No, but shout out to at Labo. The lounge next door, shout out to the bathroom attendant who hooked me up with the free breath mint. He's the man. Doing work. Remember that, Toad?
No.
Well, fuck you.
I didn't go to the bathroom.
I know.
All I know is our lives have been boring for the past 2 months.
So, Tony, you want to talk about
no.
Your experience in the bathroom stall when you were tapping underneath from your stall to the next with your foot?
What?
Oh, you want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't talk about anything.
Alright.
We have any good stories?
Nah, dude. We don't got much.
Tony has all the good stories, but he's
refuses. Holding back on
yeah,
him.
He just refuses to tell any of them.
Oh, shout out to Bourbon Street.
Wait, enough shout outs, alright? We're done. We're done with shout outs.
You should honestly shout out Bourbon Street.
Wait, hold on. Here's a question for the listeners. Say you and your partner are at a restaurant, right? And say your partner is eating barbecue ribs, right?
Right, baby back.
And he has
back.
Barbecue sauce, or he or she has barbecue sauce all over her fingers. Say you're a dude and you have barbecue sauce all over your fingers.
And your nubby fingernails.
Yeah, fingernails, just dirty as shit.
Right.
Would you let your partner just lick all the barbecue sauce off your fingers in the middle of a restaurant, in the middle of the bar.
And you're sitting with all your boys.
Yeah, and you're sitting with all your boys. It's not
like you're on a little, you know, romantic retreat.
No.
You know, weekend, you know, prelude, gonna watch a rented movie later.
Would you, Jay? Would you do that?
Hell no.
I know I wouldn't. How about you, Tony? That's
embarrassing.
It's happened to me. Kind of kinky. I'm sized.
Oh, kind of kinky? There's nothing kinky about ribs. Let me just say, maybe if you were feeding her a chocolate-covered strawberry and you had some candles lit in the privacy of your own abode.
Yeah.
At Chili's in Rockville.
There is no privacy in this abode.
You know how romantic it was? You know what he did the second right after she was done?
What did he do?
He ran into the bathroom and took a huge dump.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
Did you know that?
Yeah, we all knew that, dude.
Shit, dude.
That's how romantic that was.
Come on, Tony.
Listen, I'm all about taking dumps.
You're all about taking dumps. Good line, you zero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've been having a lot of issues with Tony. Oh, I got replaced by Adam, and Justin's one seed.
Yeah. No, he hasn't been replaced. Adam can just drink with me. And he crashes on a couch. Because, you know, this guy, Toad, he can't drink with me.
No, Tony can't drink.
I don't want to drink with you anyway.
You
like that.
You just can't drink with me.
I don't want to drink with you then.
All right, Tony, you never do.
What do you have to say about your tolerance? That's been called into question here.
What are you talking about, dude? My tolerance is about 6 beers, period. And I'm just about done.
I haven't seen you drink 6 beers since...
Last night
I had 2 Jaegers and 4 beers.
Alright, that's respectable. That's
2 Jaegers is over but 6
it's
beers.
It's been a long time since you drank that much.
That is true.
That's true, but it has nothing...
I was glad to see you.
But you're questioning my tolerance.
Right. Is it because you puked over winter break?
What does puking at winter break? I mean, during winter break, have to do with anything?
Did that shake your confidence?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's been the puking the last.
Could you tell that story?
All right. So I went to Columbia, my boy's place.
Columbia, the country, or
Columbia in Northern Maryland.
Oh, Columbia, in Maryland.
In Howard County.
How come?
No, I'm just kidding, guys. You think I'm that whack. Columbia University in Uptown, New York. And
Uptown?
I was playing beer pong with my boys, except this wasn't beer pong. It was like war or some shit where like we set up like 36 cups. No, like I don't even know how many cups. And pretty much it's 3-on-3 and it's endless firing.
Oh, really?
And
that's kind of sick, actually.
It was bad.
I'm a little jelly, dude. You want to play some more tonight?
So we finished the case in like...
I'll buy.
What? In 3 games. What?
I'll buy.
Okay.
Pong tonight?
Dude, not everyone graduated already, okay?
So what are you saying? You can't do it?
I'm saying I can't do it.
Why are you being a bitch, dude?
Dude, we've drank for the last 4 days. I mean, 3 days.
Not really.
Thursday, Friday.
You didn't drink on Friday.
What happened Friday night?
We went out. We met up with...
Oh, yeah.
But, so, you were playing War? That sounds like a silly game, though. We gotta give you props, though. So, what happened?
And then I got wasted.
But how wasted? Because what?
Bad.
See, because I thought the story was you tried to go brew for brew with the biggest guy at the party.
This guy, how this game works is you have a partner, and it's 1-to-1 pretty much. If he makes a cup in, then you have to drink the cup that he makes.
Okay.
It's not, you don't switch off like you do in beer pong, you know what I'm saying? You know how, like.
Wait, so hold on. Because this is interesting to me. There's 3 teams. 3 people
There's
on each
3
team.
3 people per team.
Okay. And you have, what do you say?
And each
24 cups out? More than that?
Probably.
Okay. 35 cups
out. Let's say that much.
50 cups.
Okay.
Okay. And you just have what? How many ping pong balls? Like 20?
3.
Oh, one for each?
One per each
and
pair.
And so you just, is it like dodgeball and you're just
flinging
those
you're
things?
You're not flinging it at
the... No, at the cups and just trying to knock that bitch in. Then as soon as you can grab the ball again, you throw that shit again?
Well, you're not. You see, it's set up like beer pong, except that...
Do you have to wait for your turn to shoot?
Pretty much, yes, you do.
Okay, so it's not really rapid fire. Where does rapid fire come from?
Well, all right. I'm going to... The rapid fire comes from because, like, you have to wait your turn, but your pair could be holding your ball, but one of your teammates could give them their ball so that you could shoot. So you could shoot as well. So it's like you could constantly keep getting balls from your teammates and everything. It's not like you have to wait for
Justin,
a single
do you
ball.
Understand what he's
all I know is that Toad loves balls. That's all I'm getting out of
this. I don't understand the game. All right, so hold on. All right, you know what?
It doesn't matter. I got wasted. And Yen and
how many beers do you think you consumed?
I might have had about 10, possibly more.
And that was your big puking story? 10 brews?
10 brews is a lot for a guy who's 150 pounds.
No, it is a lot. I'll give
and
you
so that. At the end of the night...
What was the time frame?
Within 45 minutes.
All right,
that's how fast that game
dude,
is.
Dude, if you ever play two-man and you're the two-man, that shit kills you.
Man.
Anyways, so I came back at like around 1-ish, right? I am Jason Harlow.
Uh-huh.
And I go, Jay, I'm drunk, dude.
Right, and you start doing shtick, and I'm talking to you, and then you say, BRB, gotta puke.
And I just puke in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Of your parents' crib?
Yeah, of my parents'
crib. Were they bitter?
No, they were asleep.
You didn't wake them up with the hurls?
Nah.
Does your snoring wake them up?
Nah. Oh. I get my own room.
Well, I have a great puking story. A couple weeks ago, I went to the Barking Dog to see my man Frank, Elm Street, hit him up. But I went with a couple of people from work. I'm drinking gin and tonic, some Budweiser, Jaeger, and tequila. So you right then and there, you know it's going to be a bad night.
Right.
I get home somehow, don't remember. I lay in bed. In the morning I wake up, I feel like shit, I have to go to work. I just roll out of bed, don't look at anything, put my clothes on, and just roll to work. On my work, my mom calls me up on my phone and asks me if I had anyone over at my bed last night. And I go... No, I don't think so. She goes, well, someone puked all over your bed.
Pummeled your bed.
Yeah, and then I went back and I saw it, and there was puke all over my pants that I didn't notice. There was puke all over my bed, and I felt bad because my mom had to clean it all up.
You made your mom clean it?
Well, I wasn't going to clean it up.
That's pathetic.
I would have just thrown the sheets out.
Yeah,
Jesus, Toad. He has his knees all over me.
Get the fuck out of my room, all right?
Jesus, Tony, this is a family podcast.
So check this out.
All right.
The game is called Civil War.
Okay.
Drinking game from Babson College. Two teams.
Where's Babson College?
Who cares? One is Union, one is Confederate. Three solo cups.
I don't want to be the Confederate, dude. That's hurting.
I'll be Confederate.
Shocker. Shocker, you want to wave the flag, dude.
Three solo cups per player. Two players per side. Four ping pong balls, rapid fire. Of course, we set it up a lot more.
So wait, you get three cups per player, two players on each side?
Yeah. But we set it up different. You said you had three players, 50 cups. But our rules is that it's the same. We just played by the rules. We set it up differently.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So what's the rules?
Drink before you shoot. So if your player makes in one of your cups,
uh-huh.
you can't shoot until you finish that drink. So you know how you stack drinks like that?
Uh-huh. You can't do that shit?
Okay. Finish that shit.
Okay.
If you lose your three cups, you can't shoot, but your partner can.
Okay. Oh, so if you have designated cups,
right.
that are yours?
Yeah, but we didn't have designated cups.
Okay, you didn't do that. So basically, you just made up a game.
We had beer pong with Civil War rules.
Now, how many Asians were there?
There were two Asians. The rugby player was a white guy. Actually, there were three Asians and a Spanish guy.
Were there any black men?
No black guys.
Why not?
Because
Cause you wanted to have a good time?
Because you're racist, yeah. Tony.
Because I wanted to have a good time.
God damn it. You know what? Next time we go to see Frank, he's not going to hook you up.
I'm not going to see Frank anymore, dude.
Why not?
Because, dude, you just admitted you wouldn't hook me up anymore.
So, Tony, what do you think about Bethesda? We didn't even go to, like, one of the silly places.
Yeah, I know. Bethesda's a nice neighborhood. I like the townhouses I passed by. It's a nice neighborhood.
It's a good look?
Yeah.
How does it rival New York?
You know, it's like
what would you compare it to in New York?
Greenwich Village? Kind of like Queens.
Greenwich Village?
Nah, because Greenwich is a lot more like that, you know?
You know what? It doesn't compare to New York. You know why? Because it's a lot better.
Right, it's a lot better.
Less douchey.
Less douchey. Less douchebags.
Although, Bethesda's pretty douchey.
Less douchebags. This guy, Jason, just said there was a guy from his school that he hated. That guy.
George Camorris.
Well... I just know that I don't know much about him, but what I do know is that when a certain chick that we know first got pwned in a DP, he was one of the D's.
Which
and
chick?
The P.
Use a fake name.
Landon Milbourne.
Oh, she got DP'd by him and who?
I don't know who the second part. I always knew he was one of the parties, though.
Oh, you know he
and
has.
You know that was the first time he. That she ever got pwned, too.
Really?
It was a DP.
Well, that explains a lot.
That explains a lot.
But then it doesn't explain why she didn't let me.
Right. Oh. That's it. That, you know what that is? A slap in the face. That but is a slap also, in the face. It's also God hooking you, dude.
That is. Maybe she has something that I don't want.
Because you know what I always wonder? Like, if you, because, you know, presumably going off stereotype, your first time, like, it's like, you know, tight.
Yeah.
But if the first time you get pwned DP,
oh.
Are you just cooked?
Oh, I don't know. Wait, can we talk about Tom Dukes' girl real fast?
Oh, yeah, oh. Sure.
She, okay, if you guys know the Pink or Brown game, Tom Dukes has a new girlfriend, and she does Strictly Brown, if you know what I mean.
Right.
You can't come in through the front door. It's only a back door only.
Right.
So,
And basically, she thinks that she's preserving her virginity by doing this.
She wants to stay a virgin, but I think getting pwned from the back door is a little bit worse than...
A little? How about a lot?
Oh, my God.
It's filthy.
And he said for the first month, he didn't even use any lubrication.
Yeah, that's gross. That's speaking of lube, dude. I was having a massive debate with Kevin on the way over here on the phone. He was saying, him and Tom Dukes have a theory that if a chick gives you a hand job and uses no lube, that it hurts.
Well, it depends. It could, like, sometimes.
If they grab it too hard.
If there's too much friction, too.
Right. But do you guys ever use lube?
No.
Period? Like when you hook it?
Actually,
no chance, right? No, it's lube. Too much work. Many steps.
Too many steps.
Unnecessary. These two think you need it every time.
Well, Kevin's a weird dude.
Kevin's a freaking nature dude.
Yeah.
And Dukes is an enigma. I can't figure him out.
Well, that means, like, if she is strictly brown, then they have to not eat any Mexican food. No Chipotle.
Right, no Chipotle.
No. Tony couldn't do brown because this guy deuces every 10 minutes.
Yeah, if Sam ever tried to get, like, mess around with Tony's spree wells, if you know what I'm saying, give him a spree well job.
Do you think it feels silly for a girl to give a little touch up in that area?
I've never had it, dude. My biggest fear is any type of anal penetration. So once anything gets close to that, like, my whole body seizes up.
Well, I heard a story about this one chick. Her name is Katrina. She likes Kyle. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Katrina.
Oh, okay, Katrina.
Yeah.
Got you.
There's a story of her in high school. She was giving head to this dude, and randomly she just stuck her finger in his back door.
What?
Just randomly.
Hold on. Is this a guy you know?
Not really. I know who he is.
Peripherally?
Yeah, okay. But I don't know him personally. But I heard the story,
So what did he do?
Well, that's no one, like, I haven't talked to him about it, but that was the question. It's like, theoretically, what would you do if you're getting head from a chick and all of a sudden she just sticks a finger up there?
You know,
what would your first instinct? Would you? All
right, first of all,
I would just
I would
book it, dude.
You'd book it?
My first thing would be
to clench.
Oh yeah, you definitely clench. And clench. That would hurt, but that would make it worse, right?
But, like, what if she's giving you a silly job, though?
No, nothing could be
silly
enough,
dude. It's just getting it in.
Because here's the thing. See, I always think about this. When you're getting a BJ Surhoff, it's very vulnerable, dude. If you, like, say you take a chick home, it could be all a setup, dude. She could bite. She can clamp down at any time, dude. You got to really trust someone that you let do that.
Never surprise her. But...
Oh, yeah. Definitely do not... Oh, my God, dude.
If something happened, if, like, there was an earthquake, oh, you're cooked.
Oh, man, dude. It might not even be worth it anymore now that I think about it.
Just, like, say you're chilling and all of a sudden somebody breaks into your window, your bedroom window, like a loud smash. She's going to bite down.
Right.
It's fight or flight,
and
adrenaline rush.
Is, when you're getting a Surhoff, you can't think about any of this stuff because you had to just relax. Because one time I was in Carroll Hall, and the chick I was seeing, I was in a room, right? And her roommate was a bit of a weirdo, and she went to go take a shower, right? And the chick I was dating just took my shorts, threw them down, middle of the room, door not locked, middle of the room, and just got on her knees and started giving me a Surhoff. But I was so worried that someone's going to open the door that I just couldn't reach the finish line, dude. And I just walked around frustrated for the next, like, few hours. It's a disaster, dude.
That chick was a freak, dude.
She was a freak, dude.
Jeez, man.
It was a nightmare. Yeah, and you know what she did? Because, like, she had, like, a complex about Surhoffs. So she took the tee I was wearing. I don't know how to explain it. And, like, she stretched it out and put it over her head. So, like, I couldn't really see. I just saw, like, my tee, the outline of it, bobbing back and forth on my hawk.
Were you wearing your white thermal?
Were you wearing your thermal?
That's a big tee.
No, I was wearing, like, one of those big gray tees. Just a plain finish line.
Was it a long tee?
Was it a 2XL?
No, it was a 2XL, 5 for 20.
Wait, it wasn't that white tee that you stole from me, right?
No, that would have been too tight. It was a big one. But yeah, I couldn't reach finish line. I eventually had to say, all right, enough's enough. Because she said...
Well, if her roommate would have walked in, would she have joined in?
I would have been sized.
No names, Toad. No names. We can't put names anymore.
Names are cooked on this podcast.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
Names are done.
We know too much about too many people.
Yeah, dude. And too many people know too much about me.
Yeah,
I don't want someone starting a rival podcast and putting me and Justin's dirt out there.
Yeah, we can't do that. All right, we're going to head to break for a little bit. We've been talking for too fucking long, and Toad took about 10 minutes to explain one game.
Tony!
We'll be back.
All right, I'll let you.
Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fight Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the gym that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
You
couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said.
You couldn't relate.
You let yourself go, he said. You let yourself go, he said. You let yourself go, he said. You let yourself go, he said.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take you on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Wu-Tang until it stinks.
What's up? We're back. Everything almost got ruined by Toad over here. That was A Tribe Called Quest.
That little ditty was Tribe Called Quest. You might have heard of it.
Electric Relaxation, top 5 songs for me all time.
Midnight Marauders, right? Yeah,
that's a silly album and that's a silly track. Toad, how much do you like A Tribe Called Quest?
Where do you rate them in your top 100 all time?
Yeah. Q-Tip?
Where's the tribe?
Jesus, man.
What does that mean?
This guy's he's making us waste so much recording time.
Tony Dukes.
Dude, I never want to be part of this podcast, dude.
You know your new name for the podcast? Tony Push to Start Dangerfield Chew Dukes.
Damn it, dude.
Anyways, though, that's a silly ditty.
That's a silly ditty. What were we about to talk about before we came on air?
Nikolai. Rickolai. Yeah. So Nikolai recently got his license back, like we mentioned before. And then hell struck again.
Yeah.
He just tweeted.
Apparently he's trying to get boned. He was part of a 4 car accident, I guess, where like...
At Dem Nike Kicks, by the way.
Yeah. I guess like some people slammed the brakes ahead of him, got into an accident, and he couldn't stop in time. And then he got hit from behind. And apparently, like, now they're trying to bait him into admitting fault over the phone and trying to bone him, so...
It wasn't his fault, though. Was he the third car?
I think he was the third car. So, I mean, the guys are just in a bitter box, dude.
He needs to start smoking the greenery again.
He does.
That's going to solve all the problems he has.
Yep. Tony, why don't you start smoking the green?
He was baked last night.
Wait, Tony got baked last night?
He was toking and doking.
You told me you didn't smoke, dude.
Didn't smoke, guys.
Dude, you got high?
No chance.
I'm not trying to put you out there on the podcast, but...
Listen, all right?
Hold on. Cops, speaking of Nikolai, his dad listened to the Jerome Bettis episode.
Oh,
dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Shout out to Jan. Is that his name?
Yeah, Jan.
Jan. What up, Jan?
Money Jan.
Money Metal Jan.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, also, fuck Kentucky Radio.
Yeah, for sure. And also, pitchers and catchers report today. Spring training. You got sites to make the road trip?
Well, I had to work my arm out today because I'm part of that. I'm trying out for the Nats.
Oh yeah.
And I wanted to throw the ball around, but my two roommates didn't want to catch for me.
You guys weren't sized?
No, they weren't sized. I wanted
to throw the baseball. Usually, when it comes to catching, you're first in line.
Nah, dude, I can't deal with that shit right now.
not right now.
I don't think Justin brought the gloves.
Hey, I did. That's why I was telling you guys. Let's go through. No, okay, whatever you say, Tony.
Thank you.
But
Katy Perry or Lady Gaga?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry for sure.
No, who's the better artist?
Oh,
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Artistically, Lady Gaga. Hotness, Katy Perry.
Yeah, you can see some nice Katy Perry pics on EagleFantastic.com.
Kesha or Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Kesha.
Hotness.
If Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Both categories. Kesha both categories. No, Kesha's not hot.
I've never seen Kesha.
She's not.
I've never seen her.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I'm saying I never saw her. I don't watch music vids. Where would I see her?
I sent you the pic where she got busted on.
You have seen her then. What? The one where she's naked, she's getting her.
No, I never saw that. Where she had jizz on her?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Okay.
She's getting her Hey
Who
Nanny.
Who keeps ripping ass?
My elbow's rubbing against
Who
this
keeps
dresser.
Ripping?
Oh, I have a great idea.
It stinks in here. Somebody ripped.
I just ripped right now.
Oh, my God.
Is Hey Nanny a legit term for it?
What, the Hey Nanny?
That's what EB came up with. He's like, Hey Nanny.
Yeah, for the trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Poo Nanny, the Hey Nanny.
The Hey Nanny.
That's her thing.
All right, so I know you guys have heard about Mark Sanchez. If you haven't,
the Sanchez
on allegedly, not allegedly, it's no. True. It's a story. It's a real story.
It's a legitimacy.
He was out New Year's Eve in Manhattan.
Right, in Tony's club. Favorite city.
What club? Do you know what club it was, Tony?
No.
All right. Well,
Tony, what's the hottest club in Manhattan right now?
Yeah.
Greenhouse is pretty hot.
He was at Greenhouse.
He was at Greenhouse.
Because he plays for the Jets. Yeah. So it was apropos.
Yeah. So he was partying it up, and he met this chick, and
what's her name?
Eliza Kruger.
Terrible name.
Eliza
Worst
Kruger.
Name in the country.
You can
honestly.
Find her picture on Facebook. She looks so nubs. Like
right, she's not that silly at all.
She has bushy ass eyebrows. Like she looks like a total like just slut partier. The picture on Facebook is her like a cigarette and just looking so trashy. But anyways, she's 17 years old,
which
in New York and New Jersey is legal.
It's legal consent.
But and they said that they hooked up, or that's what she says. But Mark Sanchez, I think, could pull a much hotter chick than Eliza Kruger.
He's a good-looking guy.
He's a great-looking guy.
Hold on. Mark Sanchez or Matt Castle?
Mark Sanchez.
Matt Castle, better-looking, although his head is a little big.
Mark Sanchez used to go out with Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Who's Jamie
Singler.
Lynn?
Not Sigler.
Who's Jamie Lynn Sigler?
That's the chick from Entourage that Turtle dated, right?
Oh, the old bag?
Yeah.
No, not the old one. The one from The Sopranos.
Yeah, she's old.
How old is she?
She's like 45.
No chance, Lance.
Dude, it's a lock. Tony, get on that. Hit the Google instant for us. She's butt old, dude.
Nah, I'm saying, I'm putting her at 32.
Who's banging Sloan? Someone's banging Sloan.
Yeah, it's E.
Tony. Dude. Tony, dude.
I can't wait for Entourage to come
she's
back.
She's 29 years old, Jay.
That's
I'm
it?
Sure she's 45.
She Why looks awful.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't look like she's 45.
She looks awful.
You think about Arrested Development.
Well, I'm not. I know who I'm thinking about.
Liza Minnelli?
No.
She's
I
like
know
65.
Who I'm thinking of. And I thought she was in her 40s, bro.
You think about Ari and his wife?
No, but who bangs Emmanuel Shikri in real life?
Who's that? Sloan?
Sloan.
Look it up, Todd.
Someone legit. Go to her wiki page and go to the personal life section.
Oh, yeah. What's the over-under on Katy Perry and Russell Brand's relationship?
2 years.
I'll go 1 month over that.
Right, because there's no chance, dude, because they're both too weird.
They are too weird.
Weirdos can't make it work.
No, except for, well, look at this, Tony and Sam.
Yeah, there's two weirdos, but there's no chance they're going to last. By the end of the semester, it's Dunsky. But he might crush it again when he goes back to New York for break a few times. But then he's just going to just be over it because there's going to be too much fighting.
You know what's sad? We're sitting here, all three of us in the room recording a podcast, and I know Kyle's out there by himself, and I just hear him chanting at the TV. He's watching Spartacus, and he's just chanting random stuff to himself.
Spartacus is silly, dude. So, Tony, did you find out the scoop for us on Emmanuel Shikri?
Nah, I think she's single.
She's not single, dude. I'm telling you straight up. I just saw who she was dating the other day. think it's an athlete.
I thought it was an architect.
An architect?
Oh, it's Art Vandelay.
Oh, Money Art Vandelay.
Money Metal Art Vandelay. Oh, chicks, we still got the Zoomable Picks contest going on.
Yep, we do.
The winner of last season's Zoomable Picks contest was
Sam Bindle.
Ding, ding, ding. We'll get on the lines later, maybe. She won a prize package.
I shouldn't have said that. Kyle, you come in here to do another bit? Another Tony bit.
It's a silly
Kyle, come on. Come on up. Hey, guys. You guys remember Kyle Harlow? Lyle Barlow? Say what's up.
What's up, Richards?
So last night, Kyle came out with us to the Barking Dog. Got hooked up by Frank as well. And he got a little tokey-dokey last night, too. How many beers did you have, Kyle?
Four.
Can you talk louder, man?
Like four.
How'd you feel?
Four beers.
How did that make you feel?
A little buzzed.
Yeah? He was drunk as shit. He was...
So, if all you had was a little buzz, why'd you let Big Bro drive home and roll the bones?
What do you mean? You said you could drive.
Oh, okay. Nicholas said that at one point, too.
Listen, and what'd you say about Nicholas? He can make his own decisions. You, too. You're
a grown man. Shut
you
up, graduated. Cecil Fielder.
You graduated,
you
right?
You Cecil Fielder.
Kyle, you have any good stories for us?
Last night I got off the metro without having to pay.
Good story, not whatsoever.
Secondly, Justin started talking these talks on the metro. Oh, who turned out stole Jay Wiz's camera last year.
They were friends
year.
With Antoine.
You mean Tony Martinez?
We can't say names on the podcast. Hey,
Kyle, dude.
Jeez.
Is it my name?
Oh my god, don't be an idiot, dude.
Scratch that drab.
Antoine Lopez. That's his name.
Antoine Lopez. Antoine Fuqua.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there in the metro, and this one guy comes up to me, and he was like, yo, I know you from somewhere. And I go, you're in my EDHD 320 class. And he's like, yeah. And then he starts talking where I go to school, and they were like, oh, you went to Einstein? One of our fraternity brothers, Tony Martinez, went there.
I thought we didn't say any names, you big dummy. Look at this guy.
Damn it.
One of our fraternity brothers, Antoine Fuqua, went there.
Damn it. We're just... All right. Yeah.
And Antoine Fuqua.
Yeah, and that's the guy who stole Jay Wiz's camera from that one party we had.
Do we know that for sure, that he stole it?
I asked him. I was like, yo, do you have my roommate's camera? He's like, oh, yeah, I have it. And then I was like, all right, can we get it back? He's like, yeah, just meet me here one day. And I just never did. And Jay Wiz never asked for it again, so...
Why wouldn't you get his camera? We never knew that
It's not my problem. It's Jay Wiz's problem.
I never knew that nugget.
No one knew that nugget.
You nubbed him, man.
Oh, so if someone had my camera and Jay Wiz knew him, you think he would go get it for me?
I would.
You would, but Jay Wiz.
I don't know, but I would have got it for Jay Wiz.
Jay Wiz nubbed all of us, especially Jason.
Yeah, that is true.
Let's be honest, Jason deserves it. I mean, he just showed up today... Came in, sat on the dining room table for 10 minutes.
Where the fuck did you come from? You just busted through the...
Like, no one wanted to see his nubs.
We're all sitting there. We're all
look at his belly popping through his shirt over there. And he needs to do some cardio.
Look at this guy, dude. You know what? Right now, I'm going to twit pick Jason's position right now.
Look at him.
No, don't turn around.
That nubber.
Why me? Why not Toad, dude?
You can take a picture of me. Fuck
you, Tony.
Tony's just trying to throw out one-liners all day. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, yeah. So, if you guys remember... Well, you guys don't know Jay Wiz. But he's like a rapper, aspiring.
Yo, give him a shout-out. Twitter is at Jay Wiz.
All right. But, so the other night, Toe texted him.
Also follow me at JStack34.
Jesus Christ, Kyle.
Get the fuck out of the room.
Get the hell out of here.
I was at 59 followers, but I'm back down to 57, so hook it up.
No one.
Hey, everyone, it's the Kyle Harlow Show, apparently.
Tony told me to do this. Back to Remember the Titans, guys. Oh, my God. Getting good.
Hey, Tony, you know what you tell Kyle to do next time? Maybe get it hard.
Oh.
Ayo!
Hey,
because then maybe he'll do that. That was a bad zing.
Yo, did Kyle ever hit Katrina last night?
He hit her up. Hey, Kyle!
Kyle, get back here. We actually want to talk about something interesting.
Like, this is the scene where they get in a fight at school.
Did you hit up Katrina last night?
Yeah, you hit up Katrina last night?
Katrina.
What'd she say? What was the excuse why she didn't come out?
At first,
get that stupid grin off your face.
First, Katrina said that.
Talk like a grown man.
First, Katrina said that she was still recovering from yesterday, and then proceeded to never respond again.
So, did you drunk text her? Is what you're saying?
I just said me and Justin worked out a text. Me and Dustin Brown, we brainstormed a text.
What was it?
What are you doing?
that's what you worked out. Oh, what are you doing?
And then,
how come every time you get on mic, you get this shit-eating grin on your face?
No, dude. This is what I told him to text Katrina.
I texted,
there's this one chick.
Earlier, later in the night, we...
Did you tell her about the hookup, the barking dog, all that stuff, like I said?
That was early. I'm talking about the late night text we
did
came up
Did you say
with.
The early night, the early stuff, though? The
early stuff. I just said, what are you doing? What's going on?
That's snobs, dude. That's
awful. The same thing as what are you doing?
You got to be a man. You got to tell her what she's doing.
Secondly, I just started texting everybody last night.
You didn't text me?
How'd that work out?
I didn't get
a
text.
A lot of rejections.
Right. How about from
Did you hit up,
Yeah.
We'll call it Pedro Martinez.
Yeah, Pedro responds, right? I'm like, you up? And Pedro's like, yeah, what's up? And
the chick that he was with twice in bed.
Oh.
We'll call it Pedro.
Pedro. Okay. Pedro's like, yeah, I'm up. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, hanging out. I'm like, we should hang out. And she's like, whatever. And I'm like, what does that mean? And she goes, no.
How do you handle that awfully?
What was I supposed to do?
You got the window, dude, and you totally botched it.
How did I? Well, obviously, it was a setup to reject it, to shut the window as I reached my hand.
Wait,
out the window.
So she doesn't get size for you anymore?
I don't think so.
Why?
We know why.
We do know why.
No, I don't think that's why.
Game 7 came, and you didn't rise to the occasion.
Not because, Pedro. Because we had talked after that.
Yeah, but you didn't chill romantically.
No, we were going to, but then I fell asleep.
No, but then Stacy came and took your sense away.
You mean Tracy? I texted her. I gave her.
You know what?
Real
I can't. I don't even know what her real name is. Oh, by the way, RIP Stacy Hauser. I know she's dead. I saw the death notice on Facebook.
Now, what do you mean you gave her some ultimatums last night?
Ultimatum. I said, listen, there's two things that can go down right now.
Dude, this guy when he's drunk.
Who ripped? By the way,
Tony.
I did.
What did you say? What were the two things that could go down?
Either one, we could start going out, or two, there would be no more communication.
Stop laughing, dude. What are you doing? He's cracking up, smiling, grinning.
I just said, we can't be
the ugliest person on
earth. I said, we can't be doing this anymore.
Dude,
and then in the morning,
you guys aren't doing anything.
And then in the morning, she just responded. She said, stop bringing that up all the time. I said, I just want to be your friend.
Did she know that you were drinking last night?
Yeah, she knew I was drinking.
So then what did you say to that?
I said, my bad.
So you just got fucking sun. Even Tony came out of his slumber to laugh at you on the She just bitches you around, dude.
Whoa. Don't use that language.
He's a guy in love.
Don't use that language. That's all you gotta say to that?
Don't
wipe that grin off your face. He looks like a moron, dude. What's so funny?
You guys are comedy gold.
Hold on. Yo, I got Adam on the phone. Should we get him on the air?
Yeah, let's get him on.
Alright, hold on.
He said he wanted to be on the podcast.
One second, real fast, okay? Alright, hold on. We're making a podcast right now. You're on the air right now. You're on the air live. So watch your mouth. Everybody, we got.
The stop. Worst phone of all time.
He's doing a Kyle bit.
Stop laughing, dude. Alright. Okay, hold on. Everyone, hold on.
Hold on.
Introduce him.
All right, guys. So this is Justin's new one seed who dethroned me, Adam.
What up, Adam? Say what's up.
Just smashed it last night. That's all.
Wait. So
what did you say?
What did you say?
I said smashed it last night. That's all.
You smashed it last night?
Smashed it.
Wait, I can't hear anything. Did you smash it last night? Yes or no?
I told you he was gonna pwn it.
Dude, that's weird because there's been guys in the past who tried to smash it and either fell asleep or just got a BJ from her.
I pulled it off.
Well, what was your line? How'd you pull it off?
I don't know. I was just, my pimp hand is strong, my friend. My pimp hand is strong.
What, was it silly?
I don't know. Who knows?
You don't know if it was silly.
Was it money?
What?
Was it money?
Was it the bomb?
One
to ten.
This is horrible. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me call you back like in 5 minutes.
That was a disaster.
Okay, well, that was Adam.
A lot of potential, but...
Yeah, his phone sucks.
His phone is awful. It's worse than Tony's hog.
It's probably in a metro. But last night, we were chilling with Shelley Baloney.
Right.
And our boy Adam is there. He comes late, and he went back to her place. And Jason has history with Shelley Baloney.
Yeah, it's not really history, but just a long time ago.
He's had his chances, and she's gotten into his bed drunk twice.
Twice.
And this guy, I guess he was thinking like to make a move on her, but both times just fell asleep like an idiot.
Just how into it I was.
And then also our boy Rick Mamison, who goes to Towson,
right.
Had a little Monty history Rick. With her.
Your dude, my yeah. dude.
Your dude, my dude, Rick Ramison. He went down to Florida to visit her at school, and all he got was Smutty Jeff Smokers all day.
Sarah Hall.
Yeah, he didn't get to put it in the pink.
Nope.
Orion.
In the Hey Nanny.
I mean Ryan. BJ Ryan.
But, closer. So Adam just Raji. Called in, and he was chilling at the Barking Dog with us last night, and I asked him one question. Did he hit it? He answered one word. Yes.
He pwned.
So, good job.
Pwn dome.
And he said a lot more than one word, right?
Well, we couldn't hear. All I hear was yes. I asked him if he was silly.
And he said, who knows?
Who knows?
I guess you would know. That's why we're asking, bro.
That's silly. Well, dude, I think she was looking to slide it up last night. Right. Remember when I asked her about her boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about it. She was like, they're unofficially official.
And she goes, well, I'm going around hooking up with other guys. Uh-huh. And Tony's real bitter because he wanted to hook up with her last night.
Yeah, Tony goes, wait, we get up the elevator and he goes, last night. He goes, I should have got her number. I botched it.
You wait, why?
Because, dude, it would have been sized? Silly. Yeah, I thought she had a sick bod, dude.
Oh.
That's not enough.
I mean, I'm not trying to hate. I just
no. She's got a bit of a man face. Huh?
She's not my type.
Do you disagree on her body?
Me neither. I mean, it's fine.
I texted Mason during the night and said, nubbier than I remembered.
Who just checked me out? Yeah, man.
How do we end up downstairs just chilling at the bar?
You guys said, let's go downstairs.
We were going to get Jaegers and we never went back up.
Yeah, because there was no reason.
I had once to go you go Jaeger, you never go back.
Because these guys were just going to leave Kyle up there, so yeah. To play ski ball.
I could play ski ball all night. You never know.
I don't know, man. I just told the guy he was on the podcast and he started cracking up for 5 minutes. And then Kyle started cracking up for 5 minutes. And then everyone started laughing for some reason.
Well, all right, guys. It's been another thrilling rendition.
That's the show. All two right. guys, one man.
Fuck you all.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Like, you can't even get your zings out because you got the shit and giggles.
Why is he just laughing? Nothing is going on.
He's the ugliest person I've ever seen.
He got his laugh back, at least.
Tony, look at his face. What? Get that penny off your forehead, yeah. Tony.
I'm dude.
All right, guys. That's enough of this.
All right, y'all.
Two guys, one Mac. Follow me on Twitter at cool416.
At jstack34.
All right, whatever. I'm just like
suck a big fat Q. one.
I don't want you to follow me, you assholes. Peace out.
What a dick.
By the way, if Sam is listening, Toes Girl, he's cheating on you with four different chicks. Peace. Peace. Said if I was richer, I'd still be wager. Now ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. What the fuck you? Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. I guess he's an Xbox and I'm more an Atari. But the way you play your game. What? We'll be right back.
Yeah.